Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, appeared before the Local Government and Environment Committee as it considered this year's budget allocation for the Commission. Dr. Wright criticised the handling of the country's increasing demand for electricity.
I don't think New Zealand's done a particularly good job in demand management overall. I did my master's degree in California, and it was specifically in energy at Berkeley, and you know what Pacific Gas and Electric have done in California is quite astonishing. I mean, California for 30 years managed to keep electricity consumption per capita constant for 30 years by more efficient use of electricity, doing clever technical things. And I think we have ECA, and I think ECA's doing a good job, but you know, there's enormous technical potential here if we can figure out how to do it.
Dr. Wright had specific reservations about the popularity of heat pumps.
While heat pumps for space heating are clearly twice as efficient or even a bit more than ordinary old electric resistance heaters, I think the way in which they're used, people tend to put them on, and because they know they're efficient, they then assume that the consumption will be low. But if you are heating a huge room or your whole house, and in contrast with toasting yourself in front of a couple of bars, which is the old way of doing it, you're certainly going to use a lot more electricity. You will have a better quality of life, it's arguable.
And heat pumps had other drawbacks.
People using them for cooling in summer, and this is causing a bigger and bigger summer peak, which of course is also added to by irrigation. So in summer has been traditionally the time when there's been a lot of maintenance of lines. So that summer peak is becoming a problem. But the winter peak, the home heating is, and home domestic use is a big part of that winter bump. So this is a particular interest of mine because of that.
Dr. Wright said the introduction of smart meters could help ease problems related to high electricity demand.
Smart meters are part of what is known internationally as a smart grid, and this is really about taking the electricity system from the age of landline phones to broadband internet. It's that whole raft of innovation, electronic innovation, has not been applied to electricity.
And Dr. Wright highlighted another benefit of smart meters.
In some parts of the country, for instance, if there's a power cut, they have to go out and drive around and look at the lights on in houses and lights off to try and figure out where the power cut actually is. Whereas if you develop smart grids, so this is not about reducing consumption, but it's also about management of the lines, so it has a lot of economic benefits there. They'll be able to remotely know exactly what's gone out and why, and even fix them remotely. So there's a whole lot of technology we've yet to come to.
And the Commissioner also compared smart meters to other devices on the market.
The new electronic meters that have been put in, while many of them are so-called dumb meters, they do actually have that two-way capability for measuring the electricity in both directions, which then provides a technological platform for feed-in tariffs. So I think that is good. So there's a gain there at least.
Commissioner for the Environment, Jan Wright, speaking to the Local Government and Environment Committee, considering this year's budget allocation for the Commission. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.